organs and parts continue to get better and to begin to function properly. We just pray that your healing hand be over her, watch over her, protect her, and again, be with those who are working with her, the doctors, and we just hope that they're able to do the best job possible so she can come back to us, so she can come back to some form of normalcy. Her wish is just to get back into church and just to be able to worship with her brothers and sisters. And we know that when people choose to do things by your will,
so
that,
thankful that you're here this morning at Center Chapel
them.
To worship
so
God together with us. We think
you continually
that
help her
you have made
and
a good
she
decision.
Gets better.
And we encourage
we
you
also
to
pray for Buddy
continue
Neal.
That process of making good
I know
choices
this
and
is
come back
hard
this evening.
On her and him
at 5
Fidel,
p.m. we'll have our part two of our love series lesson from this morning's lesson. And that's going
to
be our month. We're
going
to continue to have lessons
that
pertain to love and how we can love better, more
to us here,
love more effectively, more efficiently, and how we can produce a loving community here at Center Chapel. This is going to be the foundation of the Christian's purpose. Love.
Agape
love. Sacrificial love. And so the text that was so capably read for us pertains to God's faithfulness in keeping his covenant relationship with us.
Pray that
that's his loving kindness. But
we
look who it pertains to.
Amen.
To those who know
so
you.
Our series is going
to
be on love.
To live a life
and
of love
if you've ever studied love
without knowing God,
or studied the scriptures
if
and
you don't
you've
know
studied
God,
certain terms,
then you cannot know
terms like faith,
love,
terms like hope.
So this morning
and
we're
terms
going to emphasize
like love. What you're
going to
find is not only do you have examples of
love,
Jesus
this
on the
morning,
cross is probably the ultimate example,
the
what is the ultimate
God?
Example or manifestation
is your mind
of
set
love.
On that
so that's our
foundational
example. Do you have commands? We're going to look at some of the commands
Jesus
this morning.
Jesus sacrificed his love
for
gave
love.
It for us, and that we
but then
share
also, the big one
in this sacrifice.
Necessary inference. Implication, in other
love
words.
Towards others.
And when you study
love towards our
what
enemies.
You're going to find out
love
is
certainly
a unifying purpose
at
in the
church,
Christian life
but Lord,
is
love.
Love.
All
that's
people.
What the Bible teaches. And so as
see,
we study this together, I encourage you to
in the
give this
center?
To your kids.
What is in your
the
head?
Kids' sheet.
What do you think about
this
mostly?
Will help you to follow along with our Bible lesson. I've even had some adults tell me that
isn't it?
As
you
I preach a lesson
brain?
And go through
you
the PowerPoints and make some points,
about the mind
this
and
can
the
actually
brain
help
what
you to follow along.
Of doing.
So this is not only
I mean,
beneficial for the children,
what helps
but this
us
is going to be beneficial for all people. And then if you just want to draw on the back, you can do
forms
that as well.
Thoughts, it
so
creates
pick up
memories.
A kid's sheet as we did that.
And every second of the day, it's taking
last week
in
I was supposed to mention that
some information.
I got it this week.
It's so taking in some
all right,
information.
So unifying purpose is going to be
when
love.
When it takes in this
you
information,
study the Bible
you think
from
about
front
it,
to back, then you decide
and you're
going to
see
process
it
that
throughout
information
the Bible.
And you form
it's
those
that common
those
thread throughout all
it
of
takes
the
up
scriptures.
About 20%
and
of
it's
your
love
energy.
That is actually sparked or ignites
so if you're
things
a person
like
that
faith
finds yourself tired
and grow.
All the time, it's because you're
so if individuals
so
want to grow as Christians, you have to have love. If
and
we misunderstand
the
importance of love, we'll never be able to
before,
see all of the connections the scriptures make.
Of our brain. We
all
use
of the
all
connections
of
that relate
we
to things
sides
like love,
of the hemispheres,
salvation,
the left and the right side
service.
Of the brain. Is
why do you want people
active?
To be saved?
It's always
love.
Doing something.
Why do you
it's
serve in the church?
In taking in information and working
love.
To make sure the body
love
functions
is that unifying purpose
that
in the Christian
speak well
life.
And that you move well
here.
And when
how we can
you compare the human brain
God's
or the
love.
Human mind
that's
to
basically
that of a
saying
computer,
turning
it
on,
far out,
plugging
it
in,
it.
Going to
our
the
brain
source.
In our mind,
we must put on love. Look at Colossians 3 and verse 14.
Than any advanced computer,
Colossians
any
3
of the supercomputers.
And verse 14, which
there's
we
nothing
could have pulled
that
a lot of different
commands
to the
but
human
this is
brain.
A good one.
It can process so much information.
Colossians
at
3.
Once. One
and
writer
verse
said
14.
It's up to 10th to the 16th power every second it's
but above
dealing
all
with
these things, well, what are the things
whether
that he's mentioned prior
that you
to this?
See, you hear, you
Holy
touch,
Beloved,
you
put
feel,
on tender mercies,
think
kindness,
about,
humility,
recreate,
meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another,
it's always
and forgiving
dealing
with one
information.
Another.
Even
if anyone
right now,
has a
your
complaint,
eyes are taking information, You're
even as Christ
speak,
forgave you, so you must do also.
In the congregation,
and above all
around,
these things,
your brain is
here's
always
the command,
dealing with information.
Put on love. Why? Because love is the unifying factor for all these other commands.
500,000 gigabytes.
If you don't have love, you can't have kindness. If you don't have love, you won't have
and
forgiveness.
I have no idea what that means.
If you don't have love, you can't put on meekness.
That's a lot, though. Doesn't it sound like a lot?
Love is the thing
it
that
blow
connects
you away about
all
how fascinating the brain is.
If you don't
and so
have love,
even when your brain's
you can't
taking in this information, it's recreating
terms.
Stuff, the old stuff that it's stored
putting
up for
on
so
love,
long, and it's,
activating
it's
love
these new
is what helps produce
that we before,
a better
your
way
brain
of living.
Will
it's
also
what helps
prioritize
better relationships.
What's important and what's not important. So if
and when you
gives
talk
you
about
phone
themes
number,
in the Bible,
well,
a theme that we've mentioned is love, of course.
That's not important.
Another theme that I've mentioned at times is.
So your short-term memory will
the
kick
scripture's
in.
Teaching
you'll
us
memorize
that,
that
hey,
number
you're
for
in
a few
bad
seconds,
place,
just long
you need to move
to
over
it,
into a good position.
And your brain says,
well,
one
more theme of the scriptures
again, you
as you read throughout
and
all
it.
Of the Bible is relationships, our connection with one
love.
Another. And so if we're going to be connected to one another and we're going to be connected to our Father in heaven, we have to be able
God.
To put on love, activate love in your life.
Get together. As often as we
love
can.
Is that unifying purpose
so
in
the
scriptures, and relationships is the goal. So when you try
the
to look
issue at hand
and study
is,
things like God,
if
you're
going
to find that He's a relational God that's loving.
About God,
when you look
you
up the scriptures and you try to study
properly.
Themes in the Bible, you're going to find relationships
thinking
filled with love.
Biblically,
even Christianity,
up Bible
the main purpose of Christianity.
God,
is relationships out
would
of
be
what?
That catalyst that
love.
Helps us to develop a loving community.
Love is that thing that brings
if that's
us
our
together
aim
as a
goal here.
Family.
If you want more love in your life,
you
got to
have
if you
don't
more
see
information
brothers
about God.
And sisters in Christ.
The information that we have about God
have
teaches us how loving of a God He is.
Those who commit themselves to this idea of love.
Turn your Bibles to 1 John chapter 2.
The healthiest connections.
1 John chapter 2.
A healthy teaching about love is going to help produce healthy relationships.
Sound teaching on the doctrine of love is going to help produce healthy
First
connections
John
in a
chapter
church family.
2.
It's going
to
promote
get to 1 John
communal love.
1 John chapter 2.
Turn your Bibles to 2 John.
I want
to
begin in verse
what
3.
What is love? So the
and
Bible helps
use
clear
a lot
up
of
any misunderstandings that we might have
and he's
going to
use
about
a lot of
what love
that
is.
Pertains to love and
2 John verse 6.
What
this
do you know? What do you keep
love.
In your mind? What do you keep
that
in your
that we walk according to His commandments.
All
and this
the
is the commandment that
you have.
He has
isn't
given
about
us.
God. Because if
that
it's about
as you
God,
have heard from the beginning, you should walk
healthy
in
relationships
it. What should we be
life?
Conducting
but
ourselves
not about
as
God,
a
it's
person who walks
other than
in
love. Actually, the opposite effect
so
of what
the Bible,
love is.
Thankfully enough, clears
look
up any misunderstandings about love.
Now, by
may come
this,
along and say,
we
absolutely,
know
I love God, and I love the family of God.
If we keep His
commandments.
But
there's no actions that are put toward it.
Now, think about
this
for a moment.
He says, this is love.
He says, now, by this we know Him.
It follows the commands.
You know,
it's not passive.
Back up to verses
1 and 2.
What type
of
activity
does
love
have?
He's going
to be
talking about
godly activity.
It's
not just any activity.
It's
godly performance.
His sacrifice that He made for us on the cross.
So all of God's commands that He gives us, all of the instructions
of Jesus
sacrificing
His life,
all of His precepts
is a perfect demonstration
are to promote
of
and for the
have.
Purpose for us to
it
excel
says if you recognize
love,
that
to
and
grow
you keep
in love,
His commandments of love,
never
then
be
you'll produce those healthy
it.
Relationships.
Never remain stagnant.
Verse 4,
continually
he who says, oh, I know God,
in a godly
but
fashion,
does not keep
this
His commandments, is a liar, and he says
commands.
The truth is not
and when
in
you
him.
Begin to see this in the scriptures
and the
you
result
study your
is
Bible,
this, verse
you're going to begin to make all these
the
connections.
And hates
so
his
you're telling me
is
all of God's commands
now.
So he's going
have
to
direct
contrast
that we love more,
that
we
light
love better.
And love
so we can have
and,
these pure and godly
light
relationships.
And darkness.
So when
hate
you read in John 14:15,
so
if you
love
me, keep my commandments,
correspond
what's behind
with one
another?
Another?
And then darkness and hate correspond with one another.
The aim is love.
And
love
this highlights
and light
all of the orders that God has given us.
1
John
3:10.
In this, the children
that
of God and the children of the devil are manifest.
Through the scriptures.
Whoever does
so
not
God
practice righteousness
the
is not of
what
God.
He revealed to
nor
us
is
a lot is
he
of love.
Who does not love
he
his
says,
brother.
If you understand that I love
so what is
you
he
going to so
connect
much,
for us?
Then you will
acts
have
of righteousness are acts of
by loving them.
Love. all of God's commandments
keep
are
your
out
Bibles
of love.
Here and turn to
the confusion
John
only comes
4.
When you have people who say that they love
the love
God,
revealed
but
to
they
us
disobey His commands
is through His Son. I want to read some other passages, but I want you to hang out here.
That's
in
where
First
people
John
get
4.
Confused, and that's where individuals
so some other
are misled
passages
and
that
deceived.
Reveal to us.
So we must identify
who
what
God
the Bible
is,
says about love.
Was through
what the Bible
His Son.
Calls
Hebrews 1:3
in the Scripture.
Jesus is the brightness
because the Bible is
going to
have a different meaning and different application
and upholding all things by the word
of
His power.
World.
So Hebrews teaches us
and we need to be
that
able
God
to
has revealed Himself
between the two,
and
love
spoken
of the
to
world
us through
and a love
His
for
Son.
God.
John 14:9. Remember, Philip
John
2,
15,
said, "Show us the Father, and it's sufficient
clear.
For us."
There is a love of the world.
If you just show
it's
us
very
the Father,
selfish.
Then we'll
it's
be
very
good. We'll have that
self-motivated.
Relationship. We'll keep following
it's very
you. Be your disciples.
It's filled with our desires.
What does Jesus
and pleasures?
Respond with?
And these
in John
are the
14,
things
9.
That are going to end up producing
he says, show us the Father,
conflicts
he says,
and disagreements.
He who has seen me has seen the Father.
But what
so
unites us and brings
him,
us together,
he ends
is when
up telling
we understand what the Scriptures refer to as love.
That I am the perfect
here is an example of worldly
the exact
love
image of His person
in
of
an
the
ultimate
Father.
Sense. I know this passage or section of Scripture
if you
want to
know God,
about
then look
faith,
at His Son, Colossians 1:14.
But by
he
implication,
is the image
still
of the invisible God.
Love. James 2:16.
So no one who's come before
James 2,
Jesus
16.
Or after Him can it be said
brother
of that
sister
person
comes
to you exactly
naked
like God.
And destitute
we have
of daily
the full
food, and you say to them what?
Manifestation.
Be warmed. Be
God
filled.
God manifesting Himself.
But you do not
Jesus
give them the things that are needed.
His love through His Son.
He
you're
is telling
the
them, oh, depart in peace, you're fine.
Humanity on
that's
who
a
the
worldly love.
Is. So in 1
John
4,
in peace. Everything's
look what he
fine
says,
in your life. Everything's
seven.
Going okay.
Beloved, let
it's very
us
misleading
love one
that's
another,
not
for
biblical
love,
love
is of God. And
the Bible again describes love as active,
God,
not passive. It's giving,
God.
Not clasping.
He has in His storehouse
and the aim for
of
us is to transform
mind,
out of
brain,
this worldly love.
Who God is.
To develop
he
out
knows
of it.
Him,
to
he
grow
has
out of it.
About him, and the information
and
that he has tells him that God is love.
We can do this
and
together.
And that if God is love and He's our
we
Father, we're part of the family of God, we should love others the way that God has loved us.
What does the Bible
verse
teach
8,
us about love?
He who does not love does
us
not
we need to have a
know
love
God. Because if
everybody.
He knew God, guess what he
we
would
can't
know about
be selective.
God? That God is love.
God didn't come along
verse
and say,
9,
well, I'm going to love this group, but I'm not going to extend or manifest my love for these
of
people.
God's love.
No, God had a love
in
for
this,
everyone.
Love
how did
of God
He demonstrate it? For God so
us.
Loved the world that He did what?
That
gave
God
His only
sent
begotten
His
Son.
Only begotten Son into the
turn
world.
Turn your Bibles to
that
John
we might
17.
Live through Him. Now, what's
John
the
17
of our living?
Love. This is Jesus' final prayer before His betrayal and trial,
what's
and then ultimately
he
His crucifixion.
Say, we have not seen.
We all
God,
know this prayer. Jesus' prayer is for what? Unity.
God abides in Him.
But I want you to think about love here. Because the message that
so
Jesus is also presented to the people is
God
a message about
is
love.
In action
and look how
and
He closes
word,
this
in
verse 26
of, love.
Of John 17.
So how can we
and I have to declare to them your name and will declare
Jesus.
It. That the
that
love which
God.
You love me
turn your
may be in them and I in
two.
Them. Well, what
Philippians
kind of love?
Chapter 2.
That Jesus would go to the cross and die for humanity. That God sent His Son into the world to be that sacrificial lamb. And He says this message that
like
the
Jesus
apostles are
going
to bring
to
the world, if people believe in it, then they'll
Paul
be
knew
united.
This when he wrote to the church
well, that
Philippi.
Message
look
again is a message of love. And this is the most
Philippians
defining trait
two. He says,
of God.
Let this mind
so those
be in
who
you,
genuinely know God
Jesus.
Strive
now, Paul,
to love
what kind of mind
as He
was
loved.
In Christ Jesus.
If you back up, he's ending.
So
he's
in other words,
encouraging this congregation
reached out
to have
all people,
consolation in Christ,
if it's
comfort
available
of love
everyone,
in verse 1, any fellowship
of
the
kind
Spirit,
of love
any affection
does Jesus
and mercy,
recognize in us?
Fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the
a
same
love,
love, being of one
it
accord of one
selective.
Mind. Let nothing be done through selfish
it
ambition or conceit,
so
but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not for his
people.
Own interests, but for the interest of others. This is
where
the mind that Jesus had. Now, typically, we call 1 Corinthians 13
the
chapter
kind
of
love,
right?
That Jesus had
if
for
you're going to talk about love, if you're going to talk about
and Paul encourages this congregation
love and how active it is, typically
yourself.
We run to 1 Corinthians 13.
And so, in
you,
our storehouse, in our minds, as we collect
Paul
all sorts of
all
data about the things that we hear and see,
love in this fashion,
and sometimes it can feel
because
like
the church
I just can't
at Corinth
shut off
actually
mind. It's always collecting, evaluating,
love.
And reviewing things.
They were lacking
and
in love.
This can end
so
up
nowhere is love more tested in a church
for us.
Or in a church family.
Well, Paul says,
like it was
if
at
you
Corinth.
Have the kind of mind
so
and
the Spirit of God sends
that
the
Jesus had, which was very loving, what this will produce for you in your life is peace. Look at Philippians 4 now. Philippians 4. Beginning in verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And look what he says next. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, noble, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever is pure, lovely, of good report, if there's any virtue or anything praiseworthy, think on these things. Let these kind of thoughts run through your mind. So if you're focused on Jesus and his sacrificial love made for us, it will not only build a healthy relationship between you and God
love.
And a peaceful life will it provide for you, but it will build a healthy community.
It doesn't serve its
a
purpose.
A loving community.
Paul realized all of these issues and conflicts that you guys have is coming from
going back
a
to
lack
Philippians chapter 2 for a moment. I want
did
you to notice something else. The things that frustrate God's
so
love.
So rather than focus
the thing
on
that frustrates
the specifics or the minutiae
building these
and
healthy
their
relationships.
And their conflicts.
It's when we
what
decide in our minds not to follow God's
set
prescriptions
their minds on things
for
above,
a healthy
on
relationship.
Eternal truths.
Focus
so
I know what Jesus did.
Christ
I know
is.
How
if
he
you
thought.
Find Christ, you're going to find
and if
love.
You pick up in verse 14,
so
look
instead
what ends
of
up
focusing
happening.
On all of the disputes,
do all things without complaining.
If they actually
and
love more,
that you may
most
become
of their disagreements
blameless
would end up
and harmless
away.
Children of God without fault in the midst
because
of a
it's
crooked
impossible
and perverse
for us
generation, among whom you should shine as lights
up,
in
right?
this world.
So, husbands
so
and wives.
So he's telling us, if you don't have
there's probably someone
a
in this
mindset
that had a
on love, if you
morning,
are not
right?
developing
you had an issue.
A loving
you
mind
a
in your life, then everything
that
you
problem?
Do will come by
you
complaining
say, all right,
and
here's
grumbling.
Here's the reason why we're in disagreement this morning. She got the last cup of coffee, and I'm upset about
and
it.
And if that manifests itself
well,
in
what
a congregation,
do you do? Well, you need to make sure
you
that you have six cups of coffee and she gets
the first
three.
Are built off.
You
on
get the next
backbiting,
so that's
on complaining,
a, I mean, you go through
gossiping,
all of the specific details. What does Paul do? Here's
on
the
division.
Problems that presented to him, and Paul says, where you guys need to begin is
Paul says, if you think
love.
Like Jesus, and
if
you're
you
pursuing Jesus
another,
in your life, not only will
like
it help to remove a lousy mindset, but you'll
then
end
those
up
disputes go away. Then you
the
actually rise
God
above the
your
problems.
Life,
so the answer is love, and love will help you rise above these petty differences
that we're all seeking.
And Paul even goes so far in 1 Corinthians 13, look at verses 1 through 3.
Love law.
Because this is what sets the stage for Paul's instructions.
This morning in Bible class, we mentioned
verses
1
through
3.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but
have
not love,
Solomon
is
a list of seven things that God hates.
Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries,
all knowledge,
and though I have all faith,
lying lips being one of the things
that
God hates.
So that I can remove mountains and have not love?
You know what is at the top of that list?
Verse 3. And though
God
I bestow all my goods
stand.
To feed the poor, and though I give my body to
look.
Be burned and
what's
have not love,
look?
It profits me nothing. So Paul's saying there's no achievement, there's no feat
pride.
Of heroism that could replace
God
love.
Cannot
there's
stand
no amount of accomplishments that are going to matter in
a
person's
a
life
mind.
If you don't have love. There,
as we noticed back in Philippians 2, verses 3 and 4,
and
it says,
two,
look after the interest
faith.
Of others, not your own selfish
what is faith
interest.
Without love? It's
put
not
them
Bible
before
faith.
You. Put yourself. Think about others before you think about yourself. And so there's this important link between sin and an exaggerated sense of one's importance.
13, and now abide faith,
pride.
Hope, and love.
There's
these
a reason
three,
why it's at the top
the
of the list.
The greatest of these is love.
So Paul's actually going to be exalting love.
The narcissist will deceive himself into thinking that whatever serves his cares
and Christian
or serves
like
him somehow
says,
is going to benefit
this is going to be the greatest.
And that's
among
untrue.
Them. And the reason why it's the greatest
sometimes
is because
we think, well,
faith
I'm just
going to
look after number one. I'm going to take care of
love
myself.
Is eternal.
And that will actually benefit
faith
others
and hope
in the process.
Are a means to an end.
That's not
where
true.
Love is the end. Love is the aim.
And so this
love
person ends up elevating himself and comparing
the
his
end
will
itself.
And his desires
we
to that of God. Well, this is what
Paul
God should
to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians
this
8,
should
1,
be God's will as long as it serves me.
But love
so this
edifies.
Self-love actually conflicts
so
with his perception. It twists the truth and it corrupts
because
his sense of fellowship.
Because he's also
going to
say in Philippians 1:9, and this I pray that your love
self-admiration
may still abound more and more in knowledge
in
and all discernment.
Ways.
So how do we connect the two?
So this
well,
proud
Paul
person
is, teaching us
is self-confident
is that love must
to a fault.
Be informed.
And God warns us
knowledge
about this tendency
tool,
when we're
like
self-deluded, living in
it's
self-delusion. In Jeremiah 17:9, he says that the heart is deceitful
love,
above all things and desperately
love,
wicked. Who can
love.
Know it? So we
Paul
can always try to find ways to support or justify our unloving actions.
Stop focusing on your
and that's why God taught us the value of trusting
focus
him. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with
if
all
you
your heart and lean not on your
love,
own understanding.
Everything else is
God is not condemning a reasonable use of the mind, or is he advocating false thinking? Instead,
like
God is approving
Bible
the word's value
you
to provide you a better
like
way of
hope.
Living.
They're not going
to
have
what
their
are we
same
saying?
Meaning.
Pride says, you know what, do it your
we're
way.
Begin to take on a
you don't have to do it God's
meaning.
Way. I know what the scriptures say
knowledge
in Philippians 2 about having the mind
it's
of Christ. You don't need any
to
of
love
that.
Better and
don't
to
worry
love
about
more.
It. And as your mind is collecting all of this data and all this information, you're taking
in
everything that is worldly
in
and
love.
You're removing
that's 1
everything
Corinthians
that is
16,
godly.
14.
So you're not studying his word.
Back
you're
in verse 13, he says, watch, stand fast in the faith.
Like God,
be brave,
you
be strong.
God,
let all,
no way
let
you
all that you
life.
Do
love
be done with love.
Lost.
So love is not just one ideal among many.
Love
it is the
lost.
Supreme virtue. It's what gives other attributes in the scriptures life. So any work of the church
so
needs to be founded
mind
from this basis.
Going to trust
it needs to be done
God.
And founded upon
a sound mind
godly
is
love.
Going to look at the message
so each command
of love
that we
that
have
God
in the scriptures
us,
teach us
but pride
how
and selfishness
we can actually love
is going to
better.
Form this foundation.
So it's through the word of God that God gives us our foundation
an unloving
to develop
attitude,
a
an unloving
community.
Mindset.
A church
and this is
that
out of harmony
love.
With God's will.
And if we deviate from that doctrine of love, if we leave those
love
instructions
out,
of love,
lights out,
or we subvert them, or we add
remember
to them, or
we
change them, then we come
two,
up with something that's artificial,
God,
that's man-made, that's
his
not
light bearers in this
love
dark
that God
world,
wants us to have.
If we have that mindset of Christ, which was based
then
on
we'll
love,
end up with those
sacrificial love
confusion.
That look as, looks
then we'll
after
end up
the
with
interest of others,
and not unity.
If we
Paul
don't have
that
mindset, a mind set on God's
family,
love by knowing how much God
love.
Loved us, and then sharing this with the world,
how many of us have
then
seen
the lights will be out.
Hateful
turn your Bibles to Ephesians
the
chapter 4.
In
turn your Bibles to
over
Ephesians chapter 4.
Over procedures or projects or resources.
Who has visited,
we see people
you don't have to
arguing over
you
secondary
answer this
things.
Question in your own mind,
if people
who's
started
visited
with
a
love
cave before? Or gone into a
then
cave.
Then we wouldn't have those.
You go into
petty
a cave and you typically have lights with you or you have
what,
some
what
form
ends up
of
happening
lantern,
is people bypass
to,
love
to
and we
brighten the way and
try
so you
to
can
do
see
good
the path.
In the community
and
we're not
what
able
ends
to do
up happening
because we lack
everybody
love,
will,
we're not doing
will turn
everything
out their lights
in love,
while you're in the cave.
And then people end up
and
leaving the church or they leave the doctrine
so
of love from the scriptures and they begin to formulate something else that's not of the church
it's
that Jesus
pitch
designed.
Black. And this reminds me
so it has
of the plagues
a
in Egypt.
That looks like church.
Remember
but
the
it's
ninth
actually
plague
not the
in
church
Egypt?
That God
it was
gave
so
us.
Dark when God sent a darkness over the land
Jesus established
that it was so dark that it said you could actually feel it. The darkness could be felt.
That's where we start.
And when you feel that sort of darkness, it's kind of scary. It's unnerving.
And we see this in individuals
because you have nothing to show you the way.
Deviating from the doctrine of love.
And so when we shut out the information of God, his message of love,
oh, they preach forgiveness, but they won't talk about repentance.
We're walking in darkness.
You hear them talk
Psalm
about,
19,
hey, we need to go out
says
and have this
that his
outreach
word is a lamp
program
to
and they
my
fill
feet
all
and
the people's stomachs in the community, but they don't fill up souls.
If you don't have,
they preach to people who want to have their ears tickled, but they don't preach to people who are looking for spiritual edification.
If love is out, spiritual growth, lights are out.
What is obedience apart from the love of Christ? What is church discipline or church
fellowshipping
apart from the love of Christ?
You should no longer walk as the Gentiles walk.
It has no meaning.
In the futility of their mind.
Why do you disfellowship? Why do you discipline?
Having their understanding darkened.
Because you want the person to be saved. Why do you want the person to be saved? Because you love them so much.
And having their understanding darkened, they're alienated from the life of God. Because of
the
ignorance that is in them. They don't have the information
that they need to have. Just one aspect of many or one teaching
of
many from Jesus that promotes love. What if
they've decided that the information that they're going to take in is much more important than the information that God gives us?
What if you have no accountability?
And this word for futile means useless and unproductive.
You don't have love.
And this type of mind is robbed from its higher purpose of love. If Jesus is the light of the world and he showed us and demonstrated us how to live and how to conduct ourselves in love, and he came to bring life and immortality and to remove the darkness out of our lives, then we need his message of love. We need to retain as much of this information as we can. Because as much of this information that we can retain and then reproduce in our lives, it's going to naturally reproduce that
love
that God has given us.
Do everything God's way. We want to activate love in our
lives.
Turn your Bibles to Matthew 22. This will be our final passage. Matthew 22.
Then you can't obtain that higher purpose of love that God wants us to have. These healthy relationships in a congregation.
The early church faced many challenges, obstacles. They had many questions.
As you turn your Bibles to 1 John chapter 1. Turn your Bibles to 1 John chapter 1.
All of these obstacles. Was the promotion
of love. I want to read a couple other passages as you're turning
there. We have unresolved problems and disagreements.
1 Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation,
then we don't understand
his own special people. And guess what his own special people are called to do? That you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. 1 Thessalonians 5, 4 and 5. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day, the coming of the Lord, should overtake you as a thief. Verse 5, you are all the sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. And it's interesting, in 1 John chapter 1, as he's discussing this family relationship that we have with God, look what he says in verse 5. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare it to you. And so if he's going to summarize this entire message,
do you love God?
So when you read your scriptures, you're trying to find the mind of God. You want to think like God. You want to know what God wants you to have. So you're going, if I could talk to the Creator, what would he tell me? This is the message. This is its message in a summary.
Do you love God?
God is light and in him is no darkness at all. That's what God would tell
you're
you.
Living with hate.
He said, well, what does
anger.
That actually mean?
Let those things go.
It means that
start with
he is a God of
God
love.
And build a relationship.
And in him is no sin. There is no complaining or disruption. There is no darkness. And if we say that we have fellowship with him, we have a family relationship with God in verse 6, but we walk in darkness, then that means that we lie and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, then love is there. We walk in the light because he's in the light. We have fellowship with one another. And guess what it all comes back to? That love demonstrated for us on the cross. Then we have a continual cleansing from the blood of Jesus. Because we're replicating, we're recreating, we're reimagining that sacrifice that was made for us. We're living that out. This is a life that is committed and devotes itself to God and his love. Not a worldly love which is in darkness and selfishness and pride. So this morning, How is your mental state? What is running through your mind? Is it healthy? Or is it unhealthy? Do you have a mindset on loving others as God has loved you? What are you taking in? If you're a Christian, that means that you meditate on things of God. You study His Word. You retain this information. And then you end up living it out. And you share it with the world. God has broke through our world, has given us love, demonstrated it for us, and He wants us to develop loving attitudes. So if you're a Christian, that's how you're living. But if you're not a Christian, and you come to a point that I've studied enough, I know that I'm separated from God, I know that I've lived in darkness, and I would like to come to the light, you must do so through obedience, following His plan of redemption. First, you've heard His message of love. You believe it. You trust it. You know that Jesus' sacrifice on the cross is enough for you. You're willing to confess Him as Lord and Savior and change your behaviors. Now you just must recreate that sacrifice by being baptized for the remission of your sins. Once you've done that, all you need to do is continue to live a loving life. That's what will develop healthy relationships. So if that's what you want, then you have an opportunity to come down. If you need to repent and just change your behavior, then tonight's lesson is going to be for you. We're going to talk about transformation. Because once we've come to the light, once we've come to God, God's love and accepted it in our life, then we need a change. We need a change of behavior, a change of direction, a change of our thinking. But if you would like to make that possible here and now, you have an opportunity as we stand and we sing.